Ready. Our lunch is ready, whichever.
Okay, fine. I think
we all use two different terms for our family.
Okay. Somebody comes into the dining room and you ask him, won't you
sit down?
Okay, fine. So then he
sits
and begins to eat. No one else was standing. They had all
sat.
Okay, all sat down. All right. If you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed, you say, at the dinner table, we're all sitting around, you say, don't wait.
I'll pass the potatoes.
Okay, or help yourself. Would you ever say that?
Oh, yeah, help yourself and then pass it.
Okay, fine. Okay. We're going to look at the principal parts of help. So he went ahead and
helped
himself. Okay. Since he had already
helped
himself, I asked him to pass them over to me. Okay, fine. If you decide not to eat something, you say, I don't
care for any.
Okay, fine. If the food has been cooked and served a second time, you say it has been
warmed up.
Yeah, that's right. You put food in your mouth and then you begin to
chew.
Okay, fine. What's a kind of pudding made out of cornmeal and water?
Corn pudding.
That's good. Did you ever take cornmeal and boil it with salt and water and eat it that way?
No.
Okay. Have you ever heard of the term of mush? Or have you ever eaten any?
Yeah, I think last night we were talking about that, the cornmeal mush.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've never tasted any.
Things like carrots and peas and beets and so forth, what would you call these?
Vegetables.
Okay, fine. Would you have any other name depending on whether you raised them at home or bought them in a market or at the grocery store?
No, ours are just homegrown.
Right. You know. Homegrown vegetables, yep. As opposed to store-bought.
Yeah.
Homegrown's better.
It's fresher.
Okay, a small plot near the house where you might grow vegetables can be called a
garden.
What is the particularly southern food that is often served with sausage and eggs? Made out of ground corn and boiled, served with salt, pepper, butter, gravy.
Pancakes.
Okay, this would be more out of a corn.
Fritters.
All right, fritters, or usually you have them with eggs for breakfast.
Muffins?
No, out of a cornmeal. Or not really even a cornmeal, ground corn. You mentioned it earlier.
I don't know. Not for breakfast anyway.
Mm-hmm.
No, I've never heard. I don't know that if anybody's ever eaten hominy for breakfast.
Or grits?
Well, grits, but not hominy and grits are two different things.
Okay.
Hominy
is. Explain the difference to me. I really don't know.
Well, hominy is just a process they put whole kernels of corn through.
Uh huh.
And I don't know.
Is it thicker?
No, it's just an enlarged kernel of corn. And in fact, it'll get as big as your thumb. You know, the last joint in your thumb. But then grits are the ground kind, you know. So they're entirely two different things.
When would you?
You can say
hominy.
You can say hominy grits. You can say hominy grits, but hominy itself and grits are two different things.
You'd have hominy like a regular vegetable with your meal, or not a vegetable, a
starch? It's been so many years since I've eaten that. Yes, it's just, you would just boil it and put a little bit of, butter and salt and pepper and something like that. But then the grits are.
I never realized.
You know what grits are.
Hominy grits. So
yes,
I never knew there was a
grits. Well, they're made out of the same kind of corn. But anyway, hominy and the grits are two entirely different things. They're soaked for a long time in some sort of a solution. And then that's what enlarges
them. Mm-hmm. What is the starch made from inside of a grain raised either in Louisiana, Arkansas, Texas, China? It's a big place for raising it.
What is the inside of the starch?
Yes, it's not a noodle and it's not a grit. It's that little white kernely stuff we eat.